Okay, thank you so much. This is the 11 strategies of developing and clearly conveying your personal brand as a coach and how to market your brand to your ideal client and do so while making a difference. So kind of a long title there. So thank you all so much for joining us. I am so excited to be here on this call. My name is Michelle. And I hope that we'll get a chance to know each other a little bit here. I'm going to try to keep the call here to 30 minutes, and then I'm going to open up the call afterwards for a Q&A session. So I will unmute the line, I'll stop the recording, and then we can do a Q&A session if you have any questions. And then I think Amy said that the call is going to be posted somewhere, so if you have to leave for some reason, just maybe take note of the time, you know, and then that way if you want to download the call later on, you can kind of fast forward to whatever point you were at. So I'm thinking the dings are going to kind of come through even though we're on the recording, so we'll just kind of try to work through that, and hopefully we'll get everybody on the call soon and we won't have dinging going on in the background. So my name is Michelle. And I am a BCC certified coach in life, wellness, and business, and I'm also a holistic health coach. So you may be kind of wondering, what does that have to do with branding? Because that's an awful lot of food stuff. That's what everybody kind of calls me, the food lady. So just a kind of background here. I do have an MS in e-commerce, which is basically an MBA for the internet. I've done a great deal of marketing and branding, logo design, helping clients figure out who they are, because that's the biggest question, is that you know you want to help, you know you want to make a difference in people's life. That's, generally speaking, I think that's the undergirding reason why people go into coaching, is that they feel like, I need to make a difference, that's my calling, that's where my passion lies, and so, you know, how do I convey that message? And so I work with a lot of coaches, a lot of people who want to convey that message, whether it be coaches or massage therapists, things like that. So I've also published my own magazine for a number of years that was focused on women and family. It was a very positive magazine, which a lot of times I thought was people were kind of focusing on negative, so we tried to keep it very positive. So I'm going to start off, just as I said, as a very positive person and positive story. I'm going to start off with a story that's called The Funeral Story, which kind of sounds funny now that I'm talking about positive stuff, but let's go on here. So I once heard the story that at an average funeral, about 10 people will cry. And if your funeral happens to be on a rainy day, then only about half of those will actually attend, or half those who actually attend the funeral will attend the burial. And I think that's pretty sad. You know, if you spend your life doing good, living well, giving of yourself and everything. So what does that have to do with marketing and branding of yourself and your business? It actually has a lot to do with it. It's a reminder that at the end, very few people are really going to care about you, so you might as well be authentic to yourself. And I know that sounds kind of harsh, but the reality is we walk around worrying about everybody, worrying about what people are going to think about us, and not being true to ourselves. And that's really the key to branding. And so we're going to kind of go through some strategies here. And like I said, I'm going to try to hopefully keep this down to half an hour to get people to be able to go out to lunch and do the things that they need to do. So let's start off. Strategy one. This is probably the most important one. Is get real. Get real with who you are and get real with what your business is about, and about who you want to serve and the business and the purpose of your business. And so, you know, we try to be all things to all people, and that doesn't allow us to live authentically as, you know, as a person, as a business owner, as a coach. So the big thing, and this is kind of the overarching theme that I want you to kind of focus on as we go through the other strategies, is about being real. And I know it sounds cliche, but it really is such a foundational thing that I think as you dig deeper, you start to realize that really is where the answer lies. Okay. So the strategy number two is to cultivate your brand. So that's kind of what we're here for, right? So what does that mean? It's identifying everything that you want to be and then refining it. So if you're like a number of coaches that I've worked with, that you have varied interests and varied ability. And so the question becomes, how do you convey one message to many areas? And this is really kind of it's a full circle process. There's not a linear process so that you can go step one, step two, step three. It's kind of like, you know, step one, step seven, step one, step three, step one, you know, we've got to go back and forth. So there's nothing linear about this. It really is circular and it's out of order. But the real thing is to cultivate that brand. So what you convey visually and what you convey in your short message, you know, to really strike that proverbial chord, you know, is really where the focus needs to be at. Okay, so your logo and your message have to ultimately strike and, this is key, give hope to that pain point. And so let's talk a little bit here about, you know, what, when I talk about pain point, because I'm going to use that term throughout here, I don't necessarily mean a literal pain point, you know, like a pain in the back or something, but it really means is that point with your client that it is their focus, you know, that is, you know, it's something that causes them some type of a pain, whether it be a physical pain, a social, a financial, a life meaning pain, whatever that issue is for them, you being able to strike that pain point for them and be able to give them hope. Because just kind of saying, well, yeah, you do really have a, you know, kink in your neck. Oh, geez, thanks. Didn't realize that. I've only been complaining about it, you know. But if you talk about being able to say, wow, you do really have a kink in your neck, let me show you how I can help you. So you've struck that pain point and you've given them hope. That's key to your branding and your marketing. Okay, so strategy three here, excuse me, is to be concise, to be able to describe what you do in a sentence or two. And we've heard this before, but it really is very, very important. For example, I support coaches who want to authentically brand and market their business and take their coaching to the next level. So if you can't explain what you do simply to your potential clients, they won't understand it, and they won't understand how you're going to be a benefit to them. So we've all heard it before, keep it simple, silly, or stupid, however you want to do it. I like silly. But really, it's about being that concise message, addressing that pain point, giving them hope. And so those are kind of those, again, sort of these undergirding aspects to your message that you have to remember, and that's how you build upon it. So the next thing is to strategy number four, is to be unique. So in today's business environment, we can have the world literally at our fingertips. So you need to set yourself apart. So identify key aspects of you and your business that will resonate with your ideal client. This is not a simple task, and I don't mean to imply that it is. It will take investment of your time, but it's well worth it. So identify areas of your clients, of your ideal clients, and begin to describe them. So as the saying goes, that the paper tolerates everything. So this is an opportunity to pour out everything about your potential client, that the messages and ideas and concepts that would be that would resonate with them. And so, you know, like, what are some of the key words? What are the key concepts? What are those pain points? Key phrases. What's kind of trending, if you will? I mean, I kind of hate to use that word, but it's true. You know, what are trending in the area of your potential client? You know, for example, you know, I have a client that's working a lot with sort of the different modalities of therapy, and one of them is EFT. Now, EFT is a sort of this new, I don't want to say it's new because it's not, but it's a more trending concept now than it was, let's say, 10 years ago. So it's keeping up with what's trending and pouring these phrases and these things out onto the paper to really get this real landscape of your clients. And it doesn't mean that you have to limit it to one. You can, you know, have a paper for every area that's of interest to you, and then talk about those clients in those particular areas and just pour it out. And like I said, the paper has no, you know, will tolerate everything. There's no boundaries on the paper. So pour it out, write out those phrases, write out those trending phrases, trending themes, and this will help you start to gain clarity with your brand. Because once you understand that landscape, then you can start to balance it with yourself, balance it with who you are, who you want to target, and what you want to do as far as your coaching goes. So strategy number five is to target your market. Okay, so we know obviously we want to target our market, but when you're clear and concise, you can focus on targeting that market. If you're not clear and concise, then who do you really want to work with? You're not really sure because you haven't made that clarity within yourself. And so, you know, for example, if your niche is working with Fortune 1000 top-level executives, then you're certainly going to stay clear of the stay-at-home mom. A few may be sort of a byproduct, you know, that you may have a client that's in the Fortune 1000 and wants you to work with his wife that happens to be a stay-at-home mom or something like that. But the reality is you need to focus on that market and not sort of deviate from those areas, because then you start broadening and it becomes convoluted. So really focusing it on keeping it clear and concise. So how do we do this? Again, this kind of comes back to your logo and your message. And by really walking alongside of your clients, you find those areas that strike them. And let me give you an example. I have a client who's a health coach, and she wanted to work with families, but didn't really know how to go about doing that. It was like, how do you go and knock on doors and, you know, say, hey, I'm a health coach, let me help your family eat better? That's obviously, you know, being a little sarcastic there, but that's not a viable option for her. So what she started doing is having conversations with the other moms about school lunches and the kids that were eating and what it lacked and the high cost of the school lunches. Because this became what she realized was a pain point. So she offered the parents via PTA meeting a mini lesson on making more nutritional lunches, cost effective, saving time, and all those kinds of things. And then from that, she was able to gain more pain points from them and focus on bringing joy to that place of that pain point. So by understanding, by talking to your potential clients, talking to that target market and understanding what those pain points are, you're then able to bring that sense of joy. And when I say joy, it's not necessarily like they're going to jump up and down and say, yay, I'm so happy, but understanding that you're going to be able to solve that problem, give them hope for that pain point. Okay, so strategy six is invest in yourself. Your brand must be continuously, I say reinvented, and I don't mean to say you constantly change it, but refreshed. Take care, learn and grow. Change and do things to strengthen you, because ultimately you're your brand. You're an instrument of your success. You're the most, you know, most valuable employee you have. And so taking that time to really invest in your growth, whether it's professional growth, personal growth, self-care, all those kinds of things, even though these seem kind of out there as far as related to your brand, if you are constantly refreshing yourself and constantly strengthening you as an individual, that translates into your brand, that translates into your message, that translates into your conversation, that translates into the things that you share, the things that you talk about. So it's something that's often not really talked about, but it's really a very, very important part, is to have that investment in yourself. Okay, so let's go to strategy seven, is be social, and I'm not talking about necessarily happy hour. Regardless of your personal taste, you must be aware of and use social media. It is part of your branding. It is a must. So what I'm really talking about here is, what are you posting? What are you talking about online? What are the messages that you're conveying to your potential clients online? What things are you, articles are you sharing? What information are you providing for them? What value are you adding? Social media is a big, big thing, and it it will oftentimes make or break your brand. You can, if you're unsuccessful in social media, I'm not saying you're not going to be successful in business, but they do go hand in hand. And so you really have to have a strong social media presence. You have to have this message that is reliable, that's consistent, and that adds value. And the awesome part about it is that social media is free. So other than your time and learning how to use it and learning how to use it properly, for the most part, it's free. So don't lose sight of that, because that's going to help strengthen your identity and strengthen your brand. And that takes investment of your time, but it's definitely well worth it. Okay, so strategy 8, advertise strategically. Okay, so again, back with social media, it used to be that if you're going to open up a business, you had to, get advertisements in the newspaper and magazines and whatever the case may be. With social media, you don't. But there are still some, niche areas. And this is really going to be kind of where you're, depending on where your market's at, where you would need to advertise strategically. And it's not going to cost, obviously you can spend tons of money, but you don't have to. The key is here is that your marketing should ultimately build your email list. By growing your email list, you can develop a more personal relationship with your potential clients by sharing information, sharing stories, and even some things about your personal life that will allow them to connect with you. People want to do business with people that they like. People want to do business with people that they connect with, that there's something that you can understand about them, that you're allowing them to glimpse into your life. You're allowing them to glimpse into your business. And so by opening the door, so to speak, you're allowing them to peek in, step in a little bit, and say, is this a place I want to be? Is this somebody that I want to work with? So it's very, very important to have that email list, because that's how you develop that relationship. That's how you develop the expertise, the confidence within the potential client, okay? And you have to make sure that your email list is strategic. It can't just be all of your friends and neighbors and, family members. It has to be people who are going to be part of your target audience. Obviously, I'm not saying don't have your friends and family in there. But if your clients are the Fortune 1000, you're going to need to target them. And if none of your friends and family have, connections into a Fortune 1000 executive, it's not going to do you any good. So keep it focused so that whatever money you do spend is strategically done to build up that list for that target audience. Okay, strategy 9. So give back. Whether you subscribe to the law of attraction or simply believe that giving back is an honor and an obligation, or a joyful obligation, it really doesn't matter. The point is that, to be part of the community of businesses that give back to their communities. I say that again. So be part of the community of businesses that give back to the community. So, you can be very strategic in how you do this. I'm not sitting there saying be part of every single thing that every opportunity. You can't. You can spend your entire life giving away and not earning anything, and that's obviously not going to last long. But for example, kind of going back to this Fortune 1000, clients, if that's what your target is, for example, being part of a golf charity such as the First Tee, or other things like that. And, for coaches who want to work with moms, who have their own businesses from home, then supporting school and other organizations that have kids involved. So, again, it's giving back in that community of the businesses that do, but doing so strategically. And above all else, do something that you're passionate about. Because, if you can't stand the game of golf, either learn to like it or stay away from that and find a different area that will allow you to be authentic, that will allow you to get in front of your potential clients and really give yourself an opportunity to network. Okay, so strategy 10 is to become an expert. So when you have an expert status, word does get around, and so will your business. It will grow. It will be recognized as being an expert. So how you become an expert? First and foremost is to be visible. Write articles. Write a book. Publish in your area of expertise as often as possible. Give a main talk. You know, I want to kind of just touch on the book thing. These days, it's so easy to self-publish. On Amazon, you can get the Kindle, you can do an e-book and publish. That is such an important thing. And it's not, again, it's time-consuming, but it's not hard to do. So think about adding a book to your portfolio as far as what your offerings are as a coach. What can you do to convey a message that somebody can just buy and have and read at their leisure? Once you have that status, and obviously you get some reviews on the book and things like that, you'll see how your business will catapult because word will get around. And again, if you're going to go into talk to an organization, you can give out a free code, for a discount on your book, and so now you have more people reading your book and gaining that expertise and getting that validity. Even though it may seem like a daunting task, don't walk away from that one because it really is doable, viable, and really important as far as being able to develop your brand and get that expert title that you really need to have, to kind of take your business to the next level. And don't minimize the YouTube. Do some videos, and they don't have to be some grandiose, super well done professional videos. I've seen people, very, very successful coaches, that do videos from the beach or from the mountains. So you can, get a selfie stick, take your iPhone or whatever phone you have and videotape a short message and post it. And make them obviously very, very flavorful, very powerful, and do it consistently. And this allows you to show who you really are. And as you start doing these things, you'll start carrying yourself like an expert. So don't lose sight of these opportunities that are really free to do, other than investment of your time. And I don't mean to minimize your time because your time is obviously very valuable. But these are definitely things that are doable that you don't need to pay somebody thousands and thousands of dollars to do. Okay, so strategy 11 is to be consistent. So keep on keeping on. Don't stop even when it seems like you're making zero headway. It's sorry, I'm losing my voice here. It takes anywhere from 7 to 10 times of seeing anything related to you or your business to even get people's attention. You may feel like, hey, I've messaged somebody or I've done this and I've gotten zero or I've gotten one or two. It's okay. It will take a number of exposures in order to get somebody's attention, in order for people to recognize. If you look at Apple, for example, you would think that by now Apple wouldn't need to advertise their iPhone or advertise their iPads or whatever the case may be, because it's like, after all, come on, it's Apple, hello. But they do. Why? Because they constantly want to be in people's face to remind people of them. And how many times did it take seeing a video for an iPad or a video, or I mean, sorry, an advert, commercial for an iPad or a commercial for the new iPhone 6? I mean, it was all over the place. And why? Because they know that once they have to get in front of people's faces a number of times before somebody will want to actually buy it. If they just did one ad for an iPad, do you think people would have bought it? No, but they've seen it. You have to have that repeated exposure. So don't lose sight of the repeatedness, the consistency, and don't lose heart that if it doesn't happen the first time or the third time or whatever the case may be, that, it will happen. And so, the kind of joke is that, one day you'll wake up and suddenly be an overnight success, but only you knew, how many nights that really took before you became an overnight success. So here's a little bonus strategy. is don't be afraid to promote yourself. Be confident and proud of who you are and your brand and your identity. So give your potential clients a reason to say yes. They won't say yes to meekness or mediocrity. They'll say yes to a humble confidence. They'll say yes to joy. They'll say yes to gratitude. They'll say yes to energy and happiness and a genuine compassion and interest in them and their success. So be the brand and the business that you want to engage in. And that is the most important thing I think I can say, because that gets back to being real. Who are you? Bring that back and be that person, be that brand, and your clients will come. So those are just 11 quick strategies, and I did manage to keep it to 30 minutes, and I'm thrilled about that. So there's a lot more that goes into this. It's a process. It's a great deal of work, but it's good work. It's not boring work. It's actually really an energizing work to develop your brand. And so what I'm offering today is, if you would like a complimentary 20-minute phone call, I'd be happy to talk with you if you're interested in learning more about how to brand yourself, and, you know, no obligation here, anything like that. But if you're interested in it, simply send me an email, and we can set up a time over the next couple of days, and I can kind of walk you through, see where you're at, maybe kind of give you some pointers, because I know on the calls a lot of times it's hard to do. And so if you're interested, my email address, and if you want to write this down, it's pretty easy. It's Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E, the coach, so T-H-E-C-O-A-C-H, at iCloud.com. So yes, I have an iPhone. So again, Michelle, the coach, at iCloud.com. There's no spaces, there's no hyphens, there's no underscores, there's none of that. It all runs together. So Michelle, the coach, at iCloud.com. And so I'm going to go ahead and turn off the recording, and then I'm going to unmute the line, and then I'll take any questions you have. I have a little bit of time set aside here for any questions. So bear with me a second here while I stop the recording.